You may not have heard of Luis Gerardo Mendez, though he's a star in Mexico, and he's appeared in films like Charlie's Angels and Murder Mystery. His new film, Half Brothers, opens in theaters tomorrow. Mendez plays Renato, a Mexican aviation executive whose life is upended when he gets word that his dying father wants to see him. The two haven't spoken for decades. His father left the family in Mexico to find work in the U.S. and never returned. So Renato makes the trip to Chicago. And cultures collide. Here's what happens when he hails a ride at the airport.
Where are you from?
From Mexico.
Oh, Mexico.
Yes.
I love that Cancun. The zip lining down there, it's amazing. If I lived in Mexico, I'd zip line every day.
Oh, yeah?
You do a lot of zip lining down there?
No, I don't zip line.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you live in Mexico, then?
Later at the hospital, Renato discovers his father had another son with a woman in the United States, and his father's dying request sends the pair on a wild road trip to Texas. Again, the film is Half Brothers, and Luis Gerardo Mendez joins me now. Welcome. It's good to speak with you.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for nailing my name. It's really rare to hear that in the U.S.
Well, good. I put some practice in. The film is kind of an international twist on a road trip buddy movie with some political commentary mixed in. What drew you to it?
I'm from Mexico City. I've been an actor in Mexico for 20 years. Then I moved to L.A. 5 years ago because I wanted to start exploring those possibilities of working in the U.S. And one of the first meetings I had in L.A. was with Eduardo Cisneros and Jason Schumann, who are also the producers and writers of the film. And we were very intrigued about the relationships between brothers and fathers and sons, but especially about creating some kind of metaphor to speak about the differences between the people in Mexico and the people in the U.S., how in a way we are half brothers and we are not that different.
The two countries.
Exactly. We wanted to explore that possibility. And that's how Half Brothers began.
Well, that's interesting. Your character, Renato, is also a pretty compelling guy. He's an aviation executive, a really successful Mexican businessman, which is actually something that you don't see much represented in American films unless the business is narcotics.
Exactly.
Were you trying to bust some Hollywood stereotypes in this movie?
100%. 100%. We really wanted to portray a different Mexican character in the screen, especially in the Hollywood screen, you know, because the characters I do in Mexico, I play all kind of characters in Mexico. But in Hollywood, it's really rare to see a lead in a film who's a Mexican successful businessman. And we are also that as Mexicans. We are also businessmen. We are also writers and filmmakers, mothers and fathers, you know, so for us, it was really important to create this character who's also very complex and he has a lot of issues and he's a deeply wounded kid, you know? So that's the reason Renato is so angry and that's the reason he's so successful at the same time and he's so bad at relationships with other people.
Yeah, you can see why he's angry. The backstory, as you've kind of laid out here, is that Renato's father had a child with an American woman after he got to the United States. And when Renato comes to see his father on his deathbed, he meets his half-brother, Asher. He is not impressed with Asher because he comes off as sort of a bumbling fool, but also because it's his father's son that he never knew about. Renato is horrified at the idea of taking a road trip with him. And then later, as you see this relationship develop between the two characters, you can sense a change. Asher gets Renato out of a jam, and Renato cannot believe that Asher even bothered to help him. Let's listen to this clip.
I'm actually surprised you come to pick me up.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, why did you come pick me up?
'Cause, man. We're brothers.
Tell me about this relationship between these two guys. And I'm interested now that you said this is a metaphor for Mexico and the United States in and of itself.
Yeah, well, I think both characters are going to teach so much to the other one, but they have no idea that's going to happen. And that's the reason the father creates this trip, this journey with these two kids to, in a way, mix the best of both brothers and have something special. And about what you said about the metaphor between the U.S. and Mexico, for us, it was really important to... Okay, so here's the thing. I really think that comedy is the result of tragedy plus time. All of these lines you're going to hear in the film about the wall, about all these Mexican stereotypes, those things happened to me or to Eduardo Cisneros, the writer and producer. like, mm-hmm. oh, are you from Mexico? Oh, Cancun. Oh, drug cartels. And it's like, we really wanted to portray those lines in the film because I really believe that comedy is a great vehicle to speak about these things, because when people are laughing and they have their mouths open, that's the perfect moment to put a spoon of truth in their mouths.
Let's talk more about that. This is a comedy. There's no doubt about it. There's moments when you're going to be laughing out loud, but then there are very heavy moments. And I'm thinking about this time when your character is detained by Border Patrol and you're with other immigrants in the cold cell, the icebox or the freezers, as some immigrants come to call them in real life, actually. And you're in this cell. You don't say anything to the other immigrants who are in there with you. You just look at them. And it's a powerful, heavy moment inside of an otherwise kind of hilarious film. How do you pull that off?
I have no idea. You know, like, we were really concerned. We were like, is this going to work? we have no idea. But what we tried to do is, like, just being very respectful. We're going to speak about immigrants with dignity. Then someone is going to understand something, you know. And my character, as you said, he doesn't need to speak. He just needs to realize that's happening, that exists. There's people there. That's the reality, you know. So we just need to portray that. We just need to show that on the screen. And that immediately is going to cause something in the audience. And that was the thing we were aiming for.
So do you think that making a comedy that's so closely tied to very controversial issues like that will actually help change people's understanding of them?
Well, I don't know. You know, like, it's a lot to ask for a film to change the way someone sees life. But I really believe we can create conversations just to have, I don't know, I just have this idea of an American family having a conversation about this scene in Christmas, you know? I think that's really relevant and important right now. Hmm.
I see that you have a half brother and a half sister. Is that right?
Yes.
Did you tap into those relationships when playing this character, Renato?
Yeah. I mean, I found out I had a half sister like 7 years ago. My father told me that she actually lives in the U.S. So in that moment, I was like, I'm not interested in this. I have no time for this. I'm really focused on my job. I have enough problems to also dealing with a half sister that I never knew about. But then, as we started developing the film, and like I was starting to understand this character, I had like the necessity and the urgency to talk to her. So I called her. And it was really special. It was really interesting because, I mean, of course, it helped me for making a better film and to understand better this character. But I think it also made me a better person, you know, a better human being, a healthier person, because I heard her perspective of the thing that happened. I just heard my father's point of view. So when I had her information, I could see better the whole picture. And in a way, I understood better my father. And by the way, I understood better myself. Hmm.
You know, I will tell you, I recently had the exact same news dropped on me about a year and a half, 2 years ago. It is a thing that will add some emotional complexity to your life. And that comes out in this film. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about representation. Recently, there's been a lot of talk in Hollywood about bringing a more accurate representation of the world onto the screen. We see that in this film. What are your thoughts?
One character in one film is not enough. You know, like, I really believe it's not a matter of having a percentage of the cast in the film. I think the representation for me is to tell our stories, you know, like to tell stories that matter to us. And for me, it's about seeing myself represented in the screen the way I want to see myself represented in the screen. Hmm. But I realized doing this film that is us, the Mexican storytellers, the Hispanic filmmakers, we need to tell those stories. We need to be in charge of telling those stories because those are our stories. That's our inner life. That's our experiences. So we need to fight for those spaces, you know? It's not about having one character in one show. It's about telling the stories that are important for us.
Do you think the situation is getting better?
I think so. I do. Yeah. I mean, it's a really complex moment in Hollywood and in the U.S. Like, I've never felt more welcome in a way, but at the same time, I never felt a more hostile environment. at the same time, because of politics and because of elections and because everything that's happening, not just in the US, also in Mexico and in the world.
Well, by the way, you are releasing a film in the middle of a pandemic. Is that tough? I mean, how do you measure whether it's a success or not if people aren't going to the theaters like they used to?
It's horrible, Peter. I cannot explain to you how stressed I am
all
right
that
now.
Work.
Yes. But you know what? I learned earlier in life that when you cannot control something, you need to let go and you need to relax. And honestly, releasing my film in the middle of the pandemic is the least important problem that we have in the world right now. So the way I see it is like, if we can offer some people in the US and Mexico laughs and a good time and a heartfelt comedy at the end of this horrible year, I'm going to sleep like a baby on December 31st.
Luis Gerardo Mendez, star and executive producer of the new film Half Brothers, thank you so much for speaking with me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you so much.
Half Brothers opens in theaters tomorrow.